us deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless soul abide.
Right here at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM with Rod Schreckengaus in studio. That's live,
and that's
unrecorded,
for
unproduced.
That God would abide. That he would live. Abide means to dwell, like in the important things and the mundane things, you know, would abide and live with us. Good words.
So
good
blessed
hymn.
To have you in this studio.
You know who I'm blessed to have in this studio?
Vince Allen.
Yes. Our guest this week, actually, Vince Allen, producer.
Welcome.
What's going on?
I'm
so blessed to be here. Thank you for having me.
Is God abiding with you?
Oh, yes, constantly.
How so?
I've been 2011, let's be straight, it was probably one of the hardest years of my life.
Wow.
And, my mom got me this devotional. It's called Jesus Calling. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful when we just realize the power that Jesus Christ has in our lives when mm-hmm. we allow him. And so, he is the vine.
Right.
And we need to be connected to that.
Apart from him, we can do
nothing. But we can do something, but it's not going to
bear fruit.
Not going to bear any fruit.
Yep. Exactly right. Give us a little bit about your history, Vince. Obviously, you've been in the entertainment industry a little bit. I mean, everything from modeling to acting to producing to animation. I mean, you've been out there.
Wait. And very, animation very successful. Or producing anime? What's the whole animation thing? You got
both.
Going on?
Both.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. Yeah. So producing animation. Quick background, I'm a military brat. I've been raised all around the world. I was actually really blessed to be in L.A. now for about 9 years working in those fields. And it really has hit me, even though I've been here 9 years, I heard a sermon by Joyce Myers a few months ago that really just pounded in my spirit that we are in the missionary. We're in the field. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go to Africa. We don't have to go to, third world
exactly.
countries.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you walk and you talk and you live in L.A., you'll see the unsaved are all around us. So
and the nations are here. Like, you've got like every nation here.
Yeah. Yes. And we have, and it's such an amazing place that we can be in entertainment and still do ministry where, we're light in a dark place. And it's definitely not easy.
All right. I'm putting you on the spot. Have you ever been light in the darkness, salt in the earth with any of your industry stuff that you've been a part of?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
You know, question you guys asked me before when you were saying about how do you be salt?
Right.
How do you be light?
Right.
And that's difficult. Let's just be real.
I know,
it's
right?
difficult without pounding yeah. someone with the Bible. Yeah. It's difficult without seeming like, you know, you don't want to be overbearing and be like, oh, you know, that's one of those Jesus people again. Yeah. But guess what? Sometimes we have to be. But the number one thing that I'm learning and learning and learning is that it's about relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, relationship with our Savior, but then relationship with people, you know. And I've started a new thing. It's kind of working. It just, you know, you have to my pastor said, if you want to know how to be salt and light, ask for God for that specific guidance for those specific people. And I thought, well, that's not that, because, you know, we always ask, how do I do it? How do I do it? But if you just ask the Lord, he'll show you.
I know, right?
And another little tool. It's one thing you can pull out your tool bag when you're trying to witness to people is ask somebody what they believe in. Start probing them, and don't even give them no scripture. Don't
right.
people. This is what I believe. Wait for them to invite you, because you know Jesus said, you know, when someone asks
yeah.
for, you know,
behold,
the
I stand at the door
you.
And knock. I'm not going to open that door.
Yeah, you know. So find out, and oftentimes you'll find what it's kind of comical in a way, not it is kind of funny. Is that you'll ask somebody, you know, what do you believe what happens when you die? Like ask like you don't know. And they'll just go in circles and circles and circles, and they have no idea. And they'll just usually end up the conclusion they don't know, you know. And then hopefully they give you the opportunity. They say, well, what do you believe? And then you can give an opportunity to share, and then just leave it at that.
That's good.
And we are in studio with Vince Allen right here at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM, and with Rod, Monique, and myself. You know, Vince, one thing that really got to touch me when our first meeting over at Third Tuesday, which we all attend right here in Los Angeles for creatives that are out there, is that your testimony. You know, I'd love for you to be able to, if you would share, because I think, you know, just being a major model out there and an actor and doing what you're doing and being what the industry calls successful, you also have a pretty amazing testimony, if you could share that with us.
Okay, on the spot. Are you referring to my testimony when I talked about the felonies and stuff?
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Oh, okay.
With, like I
all
said.
Right. So it's a really long story, so I'm going to try to like taper it. Yeah. But long story short, I'm 29 years old. From the time I was 16 to about 20, I sold drugs in Colorado. I sold methamphetamines, cocaine, and marijuana, all in which I got caught. You know, I got caught. My house got raided. My quote-unquote business partner at the time, who I was drug dealing with, got caught by the police and then told on me. At which point, you know, when you're up against the wall with, you know, three felonies with intents to sell, and I did know God, keep in mind.
Yeah.
I did know God. I remember waking up, and this is testimony to God really pounding on me, and it was felt like I had a claw or like a hand was just gripping my heart in my stomach, and I would wake up every morning feeling that and asking the Lord to remove it, and God's like, how can I operate in your life when you're doing these things?
Right.
Consequently, I smoked a lot of weed and drank a lot to dull that pain constantly. So the felonies hit. You know, I had a real moment with the Lord, as you know.
Sure.
And some people, let me just encourage people. If you're away from God and you think, I don't want to go to God because I haven't been to him, or I'm always going when I'm asking you something, guess what? That's what he's there for.
Yeah, right?
He's there for you. He's not mad at you. He wants to
be. He's rooting for you. He's on your team.
Yeah, he's rooting for you. And he understands.
Yeah.
Trust me, there's a lot worse.
Right.
There's a lot worse
that
he's seen in the entire existence of the universe and beyond.
Yeah.
Besides what we're doing in this
nothing
moment.
Nothing will shock God.
Well, who did he choose? God. Who did he choose to use?
Okay.
I mean, the worst of the worst.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Let's look reality wise.
Exactly. So, you know, at one point, you know, I was essentially dealing poison into the community and death, the opposite of life. I gave my life back over to the Lord when pushed up with those things and said, Lord, if you get me out of this, I will serve you and follow you. And he did. I spent about a good couple hours praying to God and stuff. I called my parents and I told them what happened, who are very strong believers.
Yeah.
And you know, they had my back 100%. They said, "We got you." They said, "We're not gonna pay for this to get you out, but we're gonna get you a lawyer that's gonna help you." And thank God I did get a lawyer that I got what I would call a fair sentence.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, basically, it's called a deferred felony. It's like a felony above your head, but you have to walk out for 3 years of not. I mean, you can't even get someone to get a ticket for anything.
Right.
And then they essentially are delivered from the felony or from the charges. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. I got that on my head. I walked it out for 3 years. It was erased off my record. I now I have
that's mercy.
The clean. That is mercy and grace.
Wow.
And there's no. I'm cutting a lot out, but there's. I mean, there were so many times when God spoke to me and I saw Him using me in miraculous ways. And you know, when you really turn your life over to the Lord, even if you're in the darkest place, you can see God just begin to move instantly.
Amen.
And set up relationships. And within a few months,
praise God.
I was in school, I was in church, I had a job, and it's been a walk ever since, you know, 9 years, but I can't turn back now because it's like,
you're a new creation.
I'm new creation. I'm in so deep with Him, you know. I wouldn't want to turn back.
Yep. You know, we've all been through, you know, those peaks and valleys with our life. That's for sure. None of us are away from that. I mean, I think we've all had we could all share our testimonies for sure. And I really appreciate you having the willingness and openness to be able to share that, because I know that someone's driving out there and also has going through something similar. Maybe you're going through it right now. And, you know, drugs and alcohol and addiction and stuff like that is something that's it will definitely gobble you up and spit you out. Mm-hmm. And the industry, especially in creative arts, it's very prominent, those things that are out there. So, you know, we're going to stay in studio with Vince Allen and talk a little bit more about his industry and things like that. But you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Every night I sat beside my window, wishing that someone could see the pain I was going through. If only there was someone to take my hand and guide me down this road, then I would know that someone truly cares.